Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We do it for you, Valley Boy.
Morning, Mess here. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Carla.
It's time for the After Mess podcast. Our own Gina. Congratulations to Gina with a J.
Yes.
That's a baby.
That's a little baby, a little baby Shep. She had it a couple days ago, over 24 hours in labor. So she'll be off the podcast and the show for a few months on maternity leave. And I'm sure she'll be listening to the podcast. So, hey, Gina, girl. Hey, girl, so crazy.
Hey, Gina, you know what's so cool about your baby's name is since it's Shepherd and they're calling him Baby Shep, when he turns 21, he could have like a holy Shep. I'm 21 party.
Oh my God.
Or for his like third birthday party, they could do boat team and it could be Shepwrecked. Like,
are you trying to get the godmother kind of?
Look, I'm just trying to plan parties.
Shep, happy born day, nephew. All right, so we're transitioning from baby Shep to fuck, we hate getting up early.
because that's a transition. Hey.
We're going to be talking about fuck getting up early.
The After Mess.
All right, let's keep it 100. Here on the podcast, we say things usually. We can't say over the air, or we don't know if the boss is listening, but here's the thing, and Carly, you said this jokingly, but in all realness, it's facts. We get up for the valley. We get up for our listeners, because if they could change our fucking time to start a morning show and say, hey, you guys want to start at 9 a.m.? Fuck yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Let's be real. None of us like getting up early.
No.
Oh, no.
It fucking sucks. I've been doing mornings off and on. I've been doing radio almost 25 years, if not 25 years, and more than half of those 25 years in radio has been mornings. And people are like, don't you get used to it? Doesn't it become like a routine? Fuck no.
No.
I hate getting up when the sun isn't up.
Okay, look, it never becomes a routine. It never becomes a routine because after the show, guess who's still up and alive? Our families, our friends,
yes.
Fucking life.
Yeah.
That's the big part because it's life. Like, I can't really go back home and go to sleep because then I don't have a life to live and then I have nothing to talk about. So, like, I have to be up and I have to be out and, like, doing things. And, oh, my God, I am almost on 5 years. And, no, you really don't get used to this. Mm-mm. It is still the strangest thing. It's so weird now how used to it I've gotten to waking up when it's dark outside that when I take naps sometimes – or even on the weekends, if I wake up and it's bright outside, I will always have a mini heart attack.
Me too.
Oh my fucking
Me
God,
too.
I'm late. Oh my
it
God.
Sucks. Now here's the thing. Celebrities are jumping on this 4 a.m. club. So listen to this. And I saw YouTube and interviews, and it's very, very interesting. And I wish we could embrace this because it's makes sense.
Right.
Mark Wahlberg, who has become the poster child of the 4 a.m. club, Mark Wahlberg wakes up. I don't know, probably about 3:30 in the morning. He works out. He probably has a fucking home gym. 4 a.m., he's working out. By 4 a.m., he is working out. By 5 a.m., he's already probably showered and starting to make some calls, jumps on his computer. He does more shit than people do probably in the whole day by 9 a.m. when you start work. He's already pretty much done. So his whole thing is like, I want to be ahead of the world. I want to be ahead of everybody. And he feels great. He feels good. Have you seen these pictures of him in Hawaii?
Oof.
Have you seen these pictures came out this past week?
I mean, it definitely shows. But props to you, honey. All three
God.
Of those nipples look fantastic on that
See?
Body.
See, okay. Like, he looks good and whatnot. But I'll never forget this. When I first started radio, this super awesome legendary man here in the Valley, Pat McMahon, told me, Carla, radio is going to age you like crazy. So, like... And we see it now. Pictures of me first month versus pictures of me now. I literally look so old.
You look 12 years old when you auditioned with me and Anish.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking. I seen pictures. Carla, you look 12 years old a year ago. And that's not a bad because you don't look aged. And I hear what you're saying, but depending on the person and the lifestyle they lived in radio. Like, I know guys have done like 15 different markets and... they spend all their money and, you know, they have a hard life. And there's smart guys that enjoy it. They've done a few markets that are aging very well, like yours truly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Right. I think, was it that radio ages it or mornings?
Mornings.
Mornings,
like,
yeah.
Getting up early. So this guy right now, Mark Wahlberg, you said?
Yeah.
He's getting up early. He's feeling great. But let's see where he's going to be at in a year.
Girl.
I don't know, man.
He's had that body forever.
He's probably upper 40s by now. He looks like he's in mid-30 maybe. He looks great. And I really, really want to go all in. I don't know what it'll take. How old is he?
48.
See? But he's upper 40. Holy
shit.
Looks like he's about 35 now.
Yeah, not going to lie. That, yeah.
He looks great. I want to go all in. I really, really do. I don't know if I can. I don't know what it'll take. I don't know if it's... But I would love to get up early and get up, even if it's a half hour, quick workout, do some cardio,
ooh,
run around the block, and just get... Because I know when you do work out, I know my mind just gets to writing and stimulating and just thinking. So I know it works, but I don't know what it is to convince myself that getting up early is legit the way to go with our business and just in life when you go into business ventures and thinking about how to balance out everything.
Mm-hmm. Let's try it.
I mean, I'm down to try it, but yeah, I can't give you no more than 30 minutes because
right.
It's mm-hmm. a workout to get up. Like, I mean, I have, how many alarms do I have? Let's see.
You have
a
lot.
I have 307, 318, 325, 335, 345, 350, 408, 415. And now that we're starting early at 5 in the morning, like, we got to be up early.
Yeah.
So I hope this doesn't sound like we're complaining because we're not.
No.
This is the most amazing job I have had. Plenty.
This is the opposite of complaining. We get up early and we put ourselves through this mm-hmm. bullshit of getting up early because we love what we do.
Right, because once we're up, it's all good.
Right.
It's just the getting up part that's like, yo. But it does make sense, like, if you get your blood flowing like that early in the morning, because there's plenty of times, more recently than anything else, like in the past 5 years I've been here, that I'm not, like, I can tell I'm not mentally or, like, emotionally present. Like, I know mm-hmm. I'm just like, I feel groggy. I need my coffee. You hear me? I'm just like, where's my coffee? Where's my coffee?
You're addicted, bro.
The difference
of you without your coffee is crazy. You remind me of my wife. Amber is addicted to coffee. If she doesn't have her coffee.
Bitch. It's not okay. And I get it. Like, caffeine addiction, like, that's genuinely, like, a real ass thing. But, like, it would be nice to set myself up for success before I've done anything, which it really does. Because when you work out, it's the same thing for me too, right? Like, after I've done walking, I will usually now, because I have the treadmill that I bought,
mm-hmm. yes.
like, I'll do that when I start to feel tired at home. Like, I'll do, like, a quick 15 to 30 minute
one. And you have all this energy.
And then I'm like, oh, bitch, I can clean up the house again. Okay. Oh, girl, I have to go do this. Maybe I need to call this person. I should go to the hospital because your girl's feeling healthy and I want the doctor to say so.
Hey, here's another thing. I don't know how. Here's another question, because it always turns into sex for our show and the podcast. It drives my wife crazy. When I have sex, I have way more energy.
Like, during or after?
After. Like, I'm just like, you know, like, Amber's like, she's like, I'm tired. I'm ready to go to sleep. And I tell other people that, and they're like, fuck, I want to go to sleep. Like, no, I have all this energy. I'm just like, up.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
Really?
I'm tired. I'm over it. Yeah. I mean, I'm not over it, but I'm very
just,
much like,
yeah.
Can we just, like, snuggle up and, like,
yeah, I don't, I'm up. I'm like, let's go to lunch now.
It depends for me. Like, if I start off having sex and I'm already tired, like, your girl is not going to have energy after. Listen to me, sir. You know who I'm talking about. But if I'm not tired at all, and, like, my boyfriend does this thing where before he goes to sleep, like, he wants to fuck, mm-hmm. and I'm just like, okay, because I don't, like, put him to sleep, I guess. But after we're done having sex, and if I'm not sleepy when we start, all I want to do is talk about our feelings and, like, how are you? Tell me about the first time you got in a fight with your mom.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like, I want to fucking feast. I just want to fuck and then go eat somewhere. Like, let's go out. Let's go to the Henry. Let's go in and out. I just want to go.
For real?
Yes.
I'm very consistent. Like, literally what I'm wearing today, like, I just want, if at any anything at all, if I'm wearing clothes, I want to be in sweats. If we're eating food, it better come back to the house.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do shit, though.
All that's to say is I get working out gives you energy.
It does.
Like, I'm just trying to convince myself on this 4 a.m. shit, like Mark Wahlberg and all these other celebrities that are doing it. They're literally working out at 4 o'clock. If I can get a 30-minute, even 20-minute, it doesn't even matter,
mm-hmm.
just to get up, get the blood flowing, You know, put the AirPods, listen to music, no emails, no social networking, just 20 minutes, 30 minutes of just mind, body, and soul, and then get to work. I bet you our show would be crazy. Our energy would be like,
Let's try it.
Wait, so are we doing this?
I would definitely, even if it starts off light, just go for a walk. Get up early, just go for a walk, and maybe we start off maybe for 15 minutes, and then see how we feel. Come in, do the show. I bet you the difference will be, I know it would.
I believe it, but now I'm wondering, because I do have that treadmill in my apartment. Do you think I can start that bitch up at like 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah. Why, okay? Is it loud?
Fuck it.
It's not that loud, but I've never used it when everything's like quiet. Like I've always used it during the daytime. You know what I mean? Where like if anybody's home, they're watching TV or cooking something.
Yeah.
Because what time would we literally do it at 4 a.m., right?
They're called the 4 a.m. club. So I'm thinking I would start off by taking my dog for a walk.
Okay.
And start off with a walk on the whole block, take the dog out, feel good.
Yeah.
No emails. No social networking. Yeah. Just time yourself, put your AirPods on or whatever, listen to music, go for a walk, and then come back, shower up, mm-hmm. come to the show, and I bet you our show will be fucking elite.
So here's the thing with me. Here's the situation. Guys, I start at 6. No, okay. I don't know if you guys saw when we posted up that we were starting at 5 a.m. People were like, someone's going to have to wake Carla up. And I just responded and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I start at 6.
I did see that.
But, okay, so for me, I'm a girl. So when and you guys don't have that much hair. Mm-hmm. So when you shower, like, you can just, like, come and it's fine. I have to, like, blow dry my hair and, like, brush it. And it's, like, a fucking process, saying. To be honest with you. So when I'm thinking, and then also I can't just go out for a walk because I'm a lady and that shit's scary. So I would have to go to a gym. I need to like put into consideration what time my gym opens. And
why don't you just start off in your room and just doing like, you know, the sit-ups, the push-ups, jumping jacks.
Okay.
Just get the blood flow. I say we try this, even if it's a 15-minute little workout. And I totally get what you're saying. You shouldn't go out for a walk that early unless your boyfriend wants to get up early with you and do it. That would be awesome and romantic, right?
I think he would.
I think you test a relationship and his love for you by doing
that.
Like today?
You and your boyfriend go out for a jog together in the morning.
Oh, so today I came into the studio really early. I was in that like... for like 15.
Yeah, you were here before me.
Yeah, I wanted to get stuff done that I kind of dropped the ball on this weekend. But when I got up, he saw that I got up and I was like, why are you getting up? And he was like, oh, well, I mean, you're getting up. I'll walk you to your car. And he was so sweet, put on little pants and everything. And I just thought it was so nice because he doesn't have to be up because he goes into work at 5 also.
I feel like he's really considerate, and I feel like if you wanted to make a life change, I think he would get up with you. I think that'd be awesome.
BB, I know you listen to all the podcasts. We're going to go on runs.
Yeah, and if like the night before you got like maybe a little bagel or something, when you got back, you have a little bagel and just kind of like had a little cafecito in the morning.
You should
have
led with that. We get bagels.
Or something maybe light.
Bitch,
you know, avocado toast, little cafe in the morning. And I gotta work on myself. And myself is telling me like, Joey, you just have to start with day one. I'm gonna try it tomorrow.
I'm really not mad. I mean, like, even though that the treadmill purchase that I made was a completely, like, that was genuinely a drunken purchase. I was not intending to do that at all.
It's awesome, huh?
It's helped.
Yeah.
Like, I do the whole, what did you do, the mile a day thing?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been doing that, and I know, Yeah.
That's dope.
I didn't want to say anything out loud because, like, you know, everybody goes crazy when you're just like, how's it fucking going?
Yeah.
I've been doing it. It's really easy. I mean, it's like, what, 15 minutes max? Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm doing an extensive.
I fell off it. I did it. I'm not doing it. It's like I almost have to catch up to it. But ever since you got the treadmill, because I built a little gym for JoJo.
Yeah.
It's not an elaborate gym in our garage. But
it
has a bench
done.
Press and it has, you know, lunge bars and free weights. I'm really thinking about doing that little treadmill you got.
I am not mad. I can send you the link again if you want to, because now that there's been time, now I feel confident enough to say, like, okay, that bitch works.
Yeah.
Okay, and now that you're, like, getting into that, I will say this. I normally used to fucking hate cardio. And you know how I always joke around and I take a pre-workout pill during the show?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if you didn't know that, I do that because your girl's tired. But when I do take the pre-workout before I work out, I'm, like, running. And I just don't get tired. Like, it's like, did I do crack?
I've never done pre-workout.
I've never done either. I will say I'm scared of that shit.
Me too.
Oh, like, I never take the actual dose. Because the actual, like, recommended is, like, the 3 pills. I only do one.
Jesus, 3 pills?
So I only do one, and I get all the energy I need. Uh-huh. I'm not jittery after. I'm not jittery during. And it really does help me push through the workout. So I think once you get to a point where, Anish, you are doing it harder, you might want to consider, like, these different supplements that they have.
Maybe. I mean, I'm still, like, I'll say I'm really terrified. But to that point, like, when I did have a trainer, he was all about that life. Like, there was some mix that he was into that you would drink in a shake. Is that the same thing or no? He would always ask me about a pre-workout.
You can. I mean, it comes in pill form. It comes in shake form. You can also do, like, protein shakes after just so that your muscles are, like, getting hit better. Like, I started drinking protein shakes because of Red Mountain Weight Loss, and they're actually really freaking good, and they help.
I know a couple of my friends, Freddie, OG Freddie, he gets up early. He works out. He meditates. He has a rule, no emails, no social networking, no nothing. He gets in touch with himself, and then he's at it by like some freakish time. Like by 6 a.m., he's already in the office or taking care of business. Because so I guess he's part of that 4 a.m. club.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, this guy Gabe that I know for a while, get a barbershop, I one up. Same thing, works out early before he owns a barbershop. And I look at these guys, and I'm like, how the fuck?
LOL.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking hate getting up early, bro.
Maybe that will change it. Because it really is like Mark Wahlberg is a really good example, but he's not the only one.
He's not. Really, a lot of celebrities jumping on it. Now, we talk about getting up early. Here's another thing. You got to fall asleep early.
Oh.
You have to condition yourself. You can't go to sleep at midnight, Carla.
Hey, why are you saying me?
Oh, no, me too. Me too. I'm the same. Me and you always have the same schedule. Your naps are too long sometimes, and it fucks up your sleep pattern.
Yeah.
Same thing with me. I can't go to sleep at midnight. What am I doing?
I love nighttime.
Me too.
I am a night person.
I am a night owl as well.
One of my favorite things to do if I'm doing a club and I wasn't drinking or I'm just out late night is driving at night. And I love driving through, like, downtown. I love driving through. And just kind of just taking in the nightlife and just be like those that like we have a 3-day coming up. Like, oh, Sunday night, I kind of want to go out.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Just go out.
Yeah.
And I love the nightlife.
It's like,
what the fuck? Let's go out.
Yeah, let's fucking go out.
I wish we would have went to San Diego this weekend. That would have been tight, man.
Yeah.
That nightlife out there, boy. Yeah, so the 4 a.m. club, man. And DM us at The Morning Mist or individually. At Who's Joey Boy?
At Nishi Minaj.
At It's Vod Carla.
What is your secret to waking up early and getting through it? Because you don't have to do radio. Some people just have early shifts. And what gets through it? I'll tell you, I don't drink coffee. Yours truly, Joey Boy. I don't drink coffee. I know the rest of the show and everyone in this fucking building drinks coffee.
I don't either. I only drink coffee when I know that I had a really shitty night's sleep and I don't want to be falling asleep on you guys.
Is it coffee or is it like a cold brew?
Cold brew.
Cold brew that gets you like jolted, fucking right?
Oof.
I know working out has to be number one on it, but what else is there? Maybe we're missing something else that you do.
I want it. And I know that there's going to be little tips and tricks that we might be getting, but you really said it. Like, we do have to go to sleep early.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. I went to bed last night at like 11:45.
That's fucking crazy.
And I was so proud of myself.
To me, if I'm asleep by 11, I'm proud. By 11:30, like, oh, pretty cool. But lately, it's been like, it's 11:45, 11:50. I'm like, what am I fucking doing?
I know.
It's fucking crazy.
What time? Okay, so if we're supposed to be working out, or whatever you want to call it, by 4 a.m., what time should we be going to sleep?
Like, I would say about 9:30, you should.
All right. So you're supposed to get,
eight hours?
See, they're saying 8 hours isn't, like, real, like, what people are really doing. They're saying, studying it more and more, 6 to 7 hours is okay. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're getting 8, awesome. Dope. But 6 to 7. But we're doing like 4 hours. That's ridiculous.
That's
stupid.
True.
What we're doing.
It's really bad. And like, you want like the aging thing, like in all seriousness, like I know that I can see it in myself. Absolutely. Like the aging that I've had over the past like 5 years. But part of it's natural or not. But the realty is because I know I'm not sleeping.
Yeah.
I know it's that.
All right. So if we want to get 7 hours, we got to go to sleep at 8 because that would be 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. Oh, oops. Oh. Nine. We have to go to sleep at 9.
I'd say 9:30.
Oh my God. But 9 o'clock is when fun shit starts to happen.
I know. Fuck. The fuckery of it, right? But if you did it in your house, you literally can just roll out of fucking bed at 3:55.
That's real.
So you can calculate that you're going to sleep until 4. If you're just rolling out of your bed, just do an in-house workout, get the blood flowing. See, to me, even I can just go to my little son's gym that I'm making in our garage and just do some free weights, some push-ups, sit-ups, do some free bench weights. Press, jumping jacks, and at least start off like that if I don't feel like going for a walk.
That's tired.
Get the blood flowing.
Yeah.
Or wake up your partner if you have a partner and get the fuck in.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I mean,
anything to substitute it. Maybe it's like Mondays you do this, Tuesdays you do this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure your boyfriend would like that, Carla. Mondays and Wednesdays.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
At 4 a.m., set your alarm.
We're about to fuck.
We're going to do the sex. Yeah. And he just hears the vibrator go off.
Oh, my God.
It's your alarm.
Is that a workout?
I don't know. You burn calories. Do you burn calories with every orgasm? Feel like you...
Oh, yeah, that has to be a good abdominal workout.
Can you please look that up? And what's the difference between guys and girls? Because I wonder.
She's Googling it. And our very own Carla, she actually went and purchased something for the first time this weekend.
Yes, I went to, what is it, the Castle Mega Store or some shit. Uh-huh. And the guy, we were going to get this little cheapy one that was like $20. And both the people working there were like, that shit sucks. And so they got us to buy, it was like $70.
Oh my God.
And it's only like maybe, how much is this, 5 inches? It's like a little five-inch vibrator.
That looks like it's about six, seven inch right there.
I would say that's average. Like a little bit.
It's got 10 different settings. I haven't used it yet.
What? Like, how is that the first thing you do when you get home?
Because it wasn't charged.
Oh. I was like, to charge girl. It.
And plus we were having like a long conversation about like our relationship and it just wasn't the moment, you know? But
Was it a good conversation?
Yeah, it was a great conversation. Oh, okay. But now I'm on my period, so we're like on pause. But okay, so an orgasm burns just 2 to 3 calories. That ain't shit.
I was wondering.
Though a person can burn around 50 calories in the activity leading up to the so I'm guessing jacking off is the 50 and the 2 to 3 is the actual O.
I wonder if
that's not a lot at all.
No.
That actually doesn't surprise me because like I mean I don't know how long your orgasms are, but like mine don't like last.
Yeah, mine
you
like
know what I mean? It's not like it's like seconds. 30 seconds of oh yeah. my God. She's like, okay. You know?
Yeah. And I guess girls if you do multiple orgasms too.
Yeah, but
then, even then.
But then my vagina starts getting sore. I don't think I could like handle more than like 4. And that's pushing it. And it would have to be, like, different. Like, it can't all be from my clitoris. Like, at least one of those has to be from vaginal intercourse.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, I don't know if this is true, but I heard that you can orgasm through nipple stimulation.
Sure you could. You can, I mean, like, when I found out that, like, for guys, you can literally have an orgasm literally by just having things up your butt. Like, you can have a full-on, like, orgasm. To me, it was just like, oh, so you can have an orgasm with anything. Like, I really feel like it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that there's...
I think everybody's erogenous zone is different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably, you know, what if you met somebody and their erogenous zone were, like, sucking their kneecaps? You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Like, woo, crazy.
Is that how you suck on a
kneecap?
Somebody
would be like, why do you have so many bruises on your knees? Haha, they're hickeys.
What?
Haha. J-A-J-A-J-A.
The joke is on you guys. Oh.
Is that the only thing you bought at the Castle Megastore? Just one thing?
We bought cleaner for the...
Vibrator.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was definitely, like, when I bought my first toy, I did not realize that you needed to buy a cleaner because you can't use, like dishwashing soap. I thought that's what you could do. Geez,
what the?
Oh my God! I saw the craziest butt plugs in there. It was a butt plug, and then at the end of the butt plug, like you know how it could either be like just a flat surface. Well, there was some that had like a diamond at the end, mm-hmm. like a jewel, and then there was some that had a whole ponytail of hair.
Girl, what?
There you go. I've seen those.
For like, I'm guessing people that have like those furry animalistic.
Oh, that just one. Shoot a thing, you're fucking a pony. I don't know.
Yeah. Damn. Oh. Dude, I don't know. It's crazy.
You're like, I thought it was good.
It was wild.
Like, did you go in there kind of nervous that you wanted to buy something, but your boyfriend was watching? You're like, oh, he might think I'm a fucking crazy loon.
No, he was so awesome and like comfortable in that environment. It made me really happy. Mm-hmm. But I did remember that I told him that I'd never really been in a sex store before because I'd only been in it once when it was to get lube. I didn't go in there to explore. Mm-hmm. So when I was in there, we ended up asking the guy about lube, the clerk at the store. And I mentioned how I'd gotten lube another time. And then And my boyfriend was like, wait, why'd you lie to me and tell me you'd never been in the store before? And I was like, ugh. I was like, let me backtrack here. I've been in the store, but I've never actually been in the store like the way that we were that time, right, where we were looking at everything and reading what things were for and asking questions. Like, that was like a completely different experience. So I was like, I'm not lying, okay?
Because yeah, you could literally buy lube. Like, you can go like right just straight up to the cash register and just be like, I just need a lube. And
yeah,
they usually have it.
That's what we did. We were like, we want anal lube.
Yeah.
And so we got it. Yeah. We didn't
use
it.
That's a pretty cool job because you really have to try all the products.
Man, and they know their products.
Yeah.
Like, I asked about, what the fuck is that thing called? A fleshlight? What is that shit called? The thing where you can fuck it? Like, put it on your, I don't know. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. And, like, I was asking one of the people that works there because there's all these different options, and he broke it down.
Mm. Yes. Like, they know everything.
Makes sense, because it's such an uncomfortable environment for people like first-timers that mm-hmm. you have to make them feel at ease, because at the end of the day, they're salesmen. So you want to make them feel comfortable and have all the answers and not make it feel weird,
mm-hmm.
not only to get that first vibrator, but to come back like, hey, let's go back. We felt so comfortable. Let's go back and talk to Abel over there at Castle Boutique. So you have to be a special person to work those places.
And I honestly think that the person that was working there is definitely someone who... he stroked me as like a submissive.
He stroked you?
No, wow. Like, all for that for $70? That's a good deal.
Girl, where'd you go?
He struck me as somebody that would be into a lot of sexual play. Like, by the way I looked at him, I saw the way he interacted with the dominatrix that came into the store. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, okay. Interesting.
I see what you're doing.
Also, I didn't know that there was no like pictures in the sex store.
Yeah, I found that out when my boy Boulay Kev, his bachelor party in Vegas. So me and the guys, me and Gio and Ramses and all mm-hmm. this, we stopped at Castle's to just get all this stuff for. And so we're just fucking around, you know. We're on IG, story, and like Boulay, we're coming, and then we're holding up all these like these big dildos,
big fucking dicks, bro.
And then it came up to us like, you can't film in here. We're like, what?
Oops, sorry.
Sorry, didn't know about it.
Yeah, because I was trying to get a video of my boyfriend. I was like, hi, we're going to have so much fun today. And we were like in the section of like big dicks. And the security guy, well, not security, but one of the people working were like, you cannot film in here. And I was like, I'm sorry. And then I felt embarrassed and sad. And it took me 5 minutes to get out of that funk. And then I was fine.
And then you were fine.
I just didn't know. I don't know the rules.
That's true. It's your first time. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
It's maybe one of your workouts, the 4 a.m. club. You start vibrating, bro.
Stop. I'm just trying to vibe.
Rate my vibe. Vibrate. That should be a podcast. Vibrate. Aww. Rate my vibe. We got a few minutes before this meeting.
Yeah. Meet.
No, are we going to start this? You guys want to start?
I'm down. Let's do it.
All right. We'll have a report tomorrow how that went.
Okay.
Some kind of workout tomorrow morning before the show. And let's see if we see the difference on the show. They're like, yo, that was the best fucking show ever. Then we know, like, damn, this is part of the job.
This is what's working.
I'm, like, looking up my gym and what times they open. And there's actually one right here at Chase Field. So I think I'm going
to...
Yeah, I think I might be able to get in there.
At what time?
Well,
girl, you're going to have to be up hella fucking early if you got to drive all the way out here, park there.
You got to fall asleep at 7 p.m.
to the gym.
So?
I'm just trying to get my...
I just don't know if, like...
Wake your boyfriend up. Get those calories in, bro.
I'll figure it out. I'll find a way.
What was the guy that used to work at a sister station? He had a crazy... Remember, he used to go to sleep like at 7, 8 p.m.? And up by like 3 in the morning.
If this is the same person, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
He had a crazy, he would go to sleep like 7 p.m., I think, and wake up at 2 or 3.
Well, see, that's what I was remembering is that he said that to me one time where like he caught me like walking around the, getting coffee. And he was just like, oh yeah, I don't really need that anymore. And I was like, how the fuck do you not need coffee? And then he told me, he was just like, at some point, because he's older than me, he was like, at some point you're going to get it. Like, you just have to start going to sleep earlier. And that's just the way that it is. It's like,
that was crazy.
At some point, 5 years later, still doesn't get
the point. Right? I was like, don't tell me what to do, Dad.
Yeah.
He's right.
It is right.
He's right.
It's not only waking up early, you got to go to sleep earlier.
And I think the crazy part, too, is that like people that are in our lives that they don't get is I tell them, like, oh, yeah, I go in at, I'm in the morning show, I go in at 5, and they're like, fuck, like, you go in so early, but at least you get out at 10 in the morning.
Yeah, right.
No, we still have an amazing schedule. Like, there's still so much, because work, the 9-to-5 life, I get getting out at 5 o'clock and being stuck in fucking traffic, and it's the goddamn worst. I'm so, if you do that, blessings to you, honey, but we're not out here at 10 a.m. ever. Like, that would be terrible.
Yeah, we're here sometimes 1, 2 o'clock. We have meetings. We're at, literally, I was about to fight our boss right now because we have shit to do that we got to do it so we can get out at an okay time. So we have a strict schedule. Like, we got to do this at this time. Literally, we'll be like at 10:15, at 10:25.
Yeah.
So that we can get out at a decent time.
Yeah.
To have our life, you know? I got my kids screaming, dad, 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 as soon as I walk in the door. So there's no napping for me. There's like, all right. Now it's turn on
and
dad.
That's one thing. But then the other part, like, I'm such a big believer in this. Like, you can't do that with creativity also. Like, you can't just be like from 10 to 10, 15. You have to be creative right now. Like, I don't know, man.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't really work like that.
Yeah, you got to be in the mood. That's why I think this getting up earlier, setting yourself up for already a good mood. Like,
success.
Wow, I feel good. I'm setting yourself up success for that day.
Yeah. I'm down. I mean,
I'm down.
I know you said no social media, but I'm at least like take a picture before I start. So it's just like, here's the proof, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm doing the shit.
I'm either going to walk the dog or do the garage gym at least to get the blood flowing.
Yeah.
To see how I feel. I know for a fact, as soon as I do, I'll be like, damn, okay, I'm up.
This is it.
There you go. I'm going to have like an extended version of Did Y'all Know tomorrow morning. Did Y'all Know?
Oh my God.
Like, all right, it's been 30 minutes, JoJo. We know. We know. All right. Speaking of, we're off to a meeting. We'll see you back on the radio early for an energetic new vibe for 2020.
Oh, snap.
We try to do this 4 a.m. club. All right, rock with us. Bye to Ted. Let's do it again.
Yeah, bye. Son? Daughter?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.